Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Amen. We were talking last week about the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is. Because too often what happens is we tend to ignore the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is the one who's got the power and the help to give us. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, do you know you can grieve the Holy Spirit? When you ignore the Holy Spirit and you just do your own thing, I believe that grieves Him. When you sin, that grieves the Holy Spirit. In actual fact, in order to overcome sin in your life, whatever it may be, you need the Holy Spirit to help. Without the power of the Holy Ghost helping you, you can't overcome anything. In actual fact, without the Holy Spirit, you don't get saved. Amen. So I gave you a couple of points about the Holy Spirit, who He is. We said, first of all, He's a comforter, companion, and helper to the Christian. He's a power of the Godhead on the earth. That was the second point. The Holy Spirit is a great teacher of the church. We mentioned all of these. The Holy Spirit is the author, inspirer, and producer of the Bible. Godly men, directed by the Holy Spirit, wrote it, but He told them what to write. So He's the actual author of the Bible, not Paul, not John, not Timothy. God. The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. Because some people say, well, it's man written. It's not. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit to write what they wrote. Amen? And we gave you scriptures for that and a whole lot of stuff. But tonight I want to look at the next one, the fifth point. The Holy Spirit confirms the gospel of Christ with miraculous signs following. The Holy Spirit. Now, how many of you heard that testimony on Sunday morning? Who wasn't here on Sunday? Let me see your hands. I'm taking notes. Okay, get them. Vince, where were you? There's no excuse. God will take your business away. If you put your job before God or your business, your case, you can come. You got people who work for you that aren't Christian. Put God first. Where were the rest of you? You need to be here. When your church doors are open, be here. I like to get on Vince's case because he's got big shoulders. He can take it. But we had a testimony here, which to me was one of the greatest testimonies I've heard in a long time. Now, we've heard of a lot of testimonies and people being set free and healed and all kinds of things. But this woman, Karen, got up and she told us about her sister who was taken to the hospital. In the hospital, all her family members were waiting to get news. They got news via a telephone call, your sister's dead. The doctor himself called and said, we're sorry, we couldn't save her, she's dead. And they got into, obviously, panic and stress and all kinds of things. And the family got together, what are we going to do, what are we going to do? And an hour and a half later, obviously there was prayer that went out. No, someone phoned her an hour and a half later. So, they had that hour and a half that they were having a problem and panicking and crying. And so, prayer went out and they thought that's it. An hour and a half later, the doctor calls, or her daughter, her niece calls her and says, I need to talk to you. And she thinks, what? Are we going to make funeral arrangements already? She says, I've got good news. She's alive. My mom's alive. She came back to life after half an hour of being dead, documented by the doctors, with no brain damage, no effects, and went home that day. Now, that's unheard of. 5 minutes without oxygen going to the brain, you become brain dead. Nothing. She was crying, telling this. The Holy Spirit confirms the Word of God with signs following. If that's not a sign and you don't see that as a sign, you need to be revived from death. Because some people say, oh, well, it's just, you know, one of them things. She was dead. The doctor said it's over. Half an hour, they couldn't get a heart to start, nothing. But after half an hour, it kicked in and she came back to life. The doctor said she was dead. No doubt about it. Now, the Holy Spirit confirms the gospel with Christ, the gospel of Christ, with signs following the word. That's a sign. Because we say that by his stripes you are healed. Do we not? Well, that was confirmation of the word of God that it's true. And that should bring hope to us and should bring expectation to us. No matter what the situation is, God's power is greater than whatever the situation is. Mary and Martha found out with Lazarus 4 days after death, with signs following the word of God. Jesus said, Lazarus, come, and he came. There was a Holy Spirit in Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead. And don't you know that Lazarus, when he came from the dead, had to be healed, or else he would have died again. He did die again, but that time wasn't from the sickness that killed him the first time.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
So you can see that in Mark 16, verse 20. Look at this, Mark 16, verse 20. And the disciples, this is a New Living Translation. Now, I didn't send my notes to Laura. I sent the wrong one, so I just said to get me these scriptures. But I had chosen from different translations because it makes it easier to understand in some. But I think she just went ahead. I told her, just go ahead and get me what you can. Watch here. And the disciples went everywhere and preached. And the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. Now, I'm not sure where it is. I think it could be in the King James. With signs following by the Holy Spirit. So, miraculous signs confirming the word of God. Remember, the power of God is in the Holy Spirit of God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So, confirming the word preached. So, when I say by stripes you are healed, the Holy Spirit comes and heals you and confirms that word for healing. Now, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I have healing school. You need to come. If you're not working, there would be no reason not to come. If you can come, you should be here. Amen? Because God's doing some amazing stuff, giving us incredible word. So be here tomorrow. I'll be at 9, and we're going to talk about it. Amen? So the Holy Spirit confirms working through the disciples. How many of you are disciples of Christ? What does disciple mean? Follower. How many of you are followers of Christ? Then you're a disciple of Christ. So he says, confirming, keep it up there, please. He says, wherever they preach, the disciples, that's followers of Christ, wherever they preach, and the Lord worked through the disciples. If you're a disciple, God will work through you and confirming his word for whatever it is that you're telling people about. But you've got to get faith and belief for it. And you've got to say, expect a miracle in your life. Can you say amen? And so he confirms it through the actual disciples who do the preaching. That's us. Amen. How many of you are glad that the Holy Spirit confirms the word of God? That word was confirmed. Some people sitting in churches, even now, you know, it irks me. But I guess the Bible says that the Old Testament is an example for us. Well, in the Old Testament, they saw the 10 miracle signs and wonders that got them out of Egypt. Yet they were with unbelief. The Bible says they couldn't enter into the promised land. Why? Because of one word, unbelief. They saw it, they experienced it, they tasted it, they were part of it, yet they didn't believe. Some people heard that woman on Sunday, and I can guarantee you there are skeptics that heard that saying, yeah, well, but maybe. I'm telling you, you'll never see a miracle if you're like that. You don't think people didn't believe it? Thinking, well, you know, this and that. She was dead. I believe it. Jimmy had fifth stage cancer. I believe God healed him. Come on, he knows it. I know it, he says it. You should have seen what he looked like, weighing 110 pounds. Not good. And people, they see it and they still won't believe it. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, do you know some people didn't even believe it? People went and told the high priest, If they had believed, they would have said, my God, he's the Son of God. They didn't believe. They went and reported him. Seeing isn't always believing. Hearing isn't always believing. What you hear, you've got to say, I choose to believe. And if you don't choose to believe, you won't see the results of what you're believing. And if you doubt and you're a skeptic, you're not going to see nothing. I believe that woman's sister was dead. I believe Zoe, they went to the hospital, they cut her open after the x-ray showed that she had the big tumor. They cut her open, there was nothing there. I believe they saw it on the x-ray, but when they opened it, God had taken it away. I believe it. That's why I see miracle signs and wonders. You see, and the Holy Spirit is the one, he's the miracle worker. Can you say amen? Look at Hebrews 2, verse 4. Hebrews 2, verse 4. And God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. I'll tell you when he chose. He chose when there was belief. When there's faith, then he's chosen. But look at that. He confirmed the message. So when you say to somebody, by the stripes on Jesus' back, you are healed, you better be the first one convinced. You know, the best salesperson on the planet is the one who believes in his product. If I believe I got something great and you need this thing because it's the best thing in the world, I will get it in your hand somehow. Isn't that true? Have you ever seen someone trying to sell you something they don't believe in? You'd never buy it. The best salesman is the one who believes in the product. And when you believe in the Word of God, man, you've got to believe it. And you say, by his stripes, you're not maybe going to be healed. You're not sometime going to be healed. You're going to be healed now. I believe it. And then when you believe it, that's when he chooses to do it. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. If I got faith, I please him. Miracle signs and wonders follow. Can you say amen? So look here. He says, confirm the message. God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is confirming the Word of God, the Word of Jesus Christ, with signs and miracles following. Amen. So who's the Holy Spirit? He's the one who confirms the Word. Say amen. All right. Point number six, the Holy Spirit is omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. Everyone say he's all-powerful. Is there anything he can't do? Do you really believe it? Then why do we get into a panic when we haven't got the money? Maybe you need to look and say, do I really believe? Or if you don't have the healing that particular instant, do we really believe? Or if your children, or if your spouse, or if your boss, or if your country, do I really believe?
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.